Today is Friday, December 27th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today was my first day back at work after my Christmas vacation. You know, I really like to work around holidays because it is super quiet. So even though I need to be now... So I'm a technical lead. I'm a developer now. I used to be QA, but I'm considered a developer now, and I've always dabbled in development, and I think I'm pretty good at it. But I took a Java class one time, and the instructor was very complimentary about how I grasped all the topics, and I was able to help all the other class members and stuff. And I've always developed as a hobby, so... I don't know. Anyway, so, I am a staff developer and I'm the technical lead of my product. And, so I'm the one who basically created this product. It was my vision to do it in the beginning and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, so I did get there to work this morning. And of course my application was having issues and I spent like 3 hours working through issues, because they always happen on the holidays or when people are on vacation. But this afternoon, it was really slow. Like, no one was at work. Like, almost, there. I could count. We have a parking lot that's huge. We have, I don't know, three parking lots at least at my work. One, two, three. Yeah, three. And they're usually always full. Like, and I'm talking about, I don't know, hundreds, if not over 1,000 cars. But probably... Because I think we have over 3,000 people that work in my building. So anyway, but it was very quiet. And I really like working those days. If I don't have trips planned, I don't like to take extra days off just to hang out at home, because I can go in and not waste my vacation days and there's no one there. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty light day anyway. Even if I'm working, I don't have to worry about people coming up and asking me questions. I can just, you know, listen to my podcasts and get some work done, and it's very relaxing. So that's how today was. So, and now I get, you know, 2 weekend days, so I'm doing pretty good. So we do have a few more voicemails, so let's listen to our first voicemail. Now, I believe... I don't know if you could hear, that sounds like a porn. That sounds like a porn, and I'm not gonna, I know who it is who called in, and I'm not gonna out this person, but apparently they called by mistake, excuse me, they called by mistake while they were listening to porn, or watching porn, I don't know, not listening to porn. I mean, I guess you're listening as well, but anyway, I just thought that was funny, because they said, oh, you may have a voicemail with porn. And I didn't really think, you know, I thought, oh no, they were probably wrong. But no, I literally got a voicemail with porn playing. And I don't want to out this person if they don't want to be outed. But it's a person that we know watches a lot of porn. All right, here's our next voicemail.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary. Thank you for letting... for growing my name for the voicemail thing, so I appreciate that. I will.
You're welcome, Gary.
That Amazon gift card. Good luck on baking tonight. For my Christmas tradition, I always do chili at a hotel while I'm staying home this year. But I did make a Frito pie in my Instant Pot that I got Friday after Thanksgiving that weekend. Anyway, it was good. A little greasy, but anyway, it was good. So anyway, I enjoyed doing that. Anyway, I appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas, and y'all have a good Christmas. I'm glad that you're getting to spend it with Mark and your family. So relish those times, because they will happen when they will be gone. So anyway, have a good time, and thank you again for the gift card, and I don't know what Kathy Baggett's going to do, but that'll be okay with me. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Gary.
Never mind. Bye.
Well, Gary, thank you for your call, and you're welcome. I didn't draw your name on purpose, although I'm happy that it was you because you're very deserving of $50. And Merry Christmas to you as well. Everything went fine. A couple of the cookies were a little bit, I really like soft, chewy cookies. Also, that's what Mark likes. And, you know, one of them was soft and chewy, but I made them on Saturday, Sunday, and I didn't give them away until like Tuesday, Wednesday. And they were getting a little bit, less chewy. So that was the only thing that was, you know, it's always difficult to get a chewy cookie. I've got to figure out, like, I just way underbake them to make sure they're chewy, but I don't know. There must be some other way, some other ingredient you can add or something. Maybe if you add some corn syrup instead of sugar or something, it'll make them chewier. I don't know. All right, well, we have one more voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to that real quick.
Hey, Adam, Merry Christmas. This is fucking Dan giving you a call back. Thanks for playing my voicemail. I was shocked to hear that you'd never cleaned out before. And yeah, that maybe that had something to do with your bad experiences, but you never know. I have a lovely infographic about it that I'll send you via email. That's very helpful and informative. I'm in the shower again, cleaning my chimney in case Santa wants to come down it later. And that's while I was catching up on your show again, of course. And I had an idea for you. You could maybe take that infographic, learn a little bit about cleaning out, practice. And while you're douching, you can practice your Tagalog through your Rosetta Stone. And you could learn to say, please fuck me, so you can surprise Mark. Also, if you ever need any tips on pivot tables or Excel or SQL, I'm your man. That's what I did for like almost 20 years. So before I decided to quit it all and go to pastry school. So I think that's about it. Hope you're having a lovely holiday, and I'll be listening. Bye-bye.
So are you literally in the shower right now with that thing up your butt? I mean, that's hot. But I didn't realize, like, you should always call, you know, while you're... No, the reason... Well, there are two reasons. And thank you for your call, Dan. Merry Christmas to you as well. And I loved it. I like baking. So I think pastry school sounds really cool. But I don't even remember what I was doing. But yes, I do. I do some database queries from time to time because the application that we're building obviously uses a database. And also I have to pull metrics. And we haven't developed a screen yet, just, you know, so managers can go in and pull their own metrics or whatever. And so when I'm pulling metrics, there's some queries I have to execute. So occasionally, Mark is pretty good at database stuff and SQL and all that. And so occasionally he will help me with some queries, but I dabble in a lot of a little. Or a little of a lot. Yeah, a little of a lot. So I know a lot of Java programming, but I know a little of SQL. I know a little of the Cassandra. That's the other database. I know a little of JavaScript. I know a little of C#. I know a little PHP. Like, I know Java is my main language. Anyway, and I know a lot about test automation because that was my thing before I became a developer. So... But I've always, the reason I got into automation is because writing scripts was always a hobby of mine. Like, I was always automating stuff anyway, so it was a fit. But I really wanted to be a developer, which now I am. So if I have any questions come up, though, I may test you. I may email you and be like, hey, give me a good query to do this that's really efficient. Because, you know, we need some good efficient queries. So back to the whole, you know, cleaning out thing. I think I would do it, but I don't bottom. So, I mean, I've tried and I can't get past pain is my thing. I cannot take, you know, maybe one day I will, but you know, but if I ever do, I'll, I will report back to you. I'll look at that infographic and I'll, you know, I'll figure it all out. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe one day. Maybe one day. I'm not going to say never. I'm not going to be one of those guys that's like, no, I will never do that. And people always think I'm a bottom anyway. But I cannot handle pain. Like, I just can't. So, there you go. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, Dan. I hope all of the gayish podcast boys had a wonderful Christmas. And, yeah, we had a good Christmas. So, yeah. Well, it's Friday, of course. I said at the beginning of the podcast. And I'm going to... There's a dinner that we were invited to, but it was a last-minute thing. I'm really an old man. I mean, I really like to stay at home and watch TV and play on the computer and, you know, whatever, you know, relax. And it's been so busy because I baked all weekend. I baked Monday night. I worked Monday, baked Monday night. I finished packaging all the baked goods on Tuesday, finished my Christmas shopping on Tuesday, did all that. We left and went to a 10 p.m. or a 9 p.m. party. We were at the party until after midnight. Then we went home. Then we went to sleep. Then we drove 4.5 hours down to my brother's house. We had Christmas there. And then at 8 p.m., we left and drove 4.5 hours back here. Didn't get home until around 1 in the morning. And then went to sleep. And yesterday we did have a day off, but even in the day off, you know, we slept a little bit later than normal, but we ended up going to I wasn't supposed to say that. We went to a store that I'm not supposed to go to because they were having 66% off of all Christmas decorations. And then we went to a movie. We went to see Star Wars. And then last night we did hang out at home last night. So I don't know. I don't really want to go to this dinner tonight, but we'll see. I might tell Mark, hey, tell everyone I was tired. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, just like Dan and Gary, 479, and the mystery person, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I will talk to you on Monday. Bye!
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.